Many Mefarshim asked the question, as we begin learning Parshas Mishpatim, and the Torah tells us about the various halachas, Ben Adam Chaveroi, that we all need to fulfill in our observance, why was it that the Torah begins with the Parsha of Avadim, of being a slave? Particularly, as this Parsha was said right after Kabbalah's Torah, which was not long after Klal Yisrael had suffered for so many years in Mitzrayim, in Egypt, as being Avadim. So now is it the time or the place to begin a conversation about being Avadim, about being slaves? Isn't the wound too open? So the Sefer Megid, Megid Joseph gives a beautiful explanation. He says that we are products of our environment. He, for example, says you will be able to determine, you will be able to see a parent, how he acts towards his children based on how his parents acted to him. At this point, where Klal Yisrael were indeed freed from Egypt, Klal Yisrael just received the Torah, the Torah is most concerned that they had become accustomed to living as avodim, as slaves, but not just living as slaves. Living as slaves the way Paroi treated slaves. And that's why the Torah is most concerned. Don't use the model that you suffered from, the model that we suffered being in Mitzrayim all those years, as the way we should treat our slaves. A slave, as the Torah goes into great detail in our parasha, must be treated with the greatest respect. Along the same way, I saw from Rabbi Chil Mordechai Gordon, the Lomjer Rosh Yeshiva, he even sharpens the question. He says that at the end of the life of David, Klal Yisrael were punished with a pandemic. David HaMelech had counted the people, and because of that, they were punished. But really, the real reason that they were punished, says the Medrash, is because they didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, which is itself very difficult to understand. We know that because they didn't build the Beis HaMikdash, that caused them to David HaMelech to decide to count them. And once they were counted, they were punished. And this is, of course, most difficult to understand. David HaMelech, we know, was so eager to build the Beis HaMikdash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent them a message through the Navi that he won't be the one to build the Beis HaMikdash, it will be his son. So why should Klal Yisrael be punished if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one that held them back from building the Beis HaMikdash? It seems, he says, and he says that the Ramban says this, that if the people would have demanded that the Beis HaMikdash would have been built, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have let them build the Beis HaMikdash, even in the time of David HaMelech. But because they didn't show such a strong desire to build the Beis HaMikdash, that's why the Beis HaMikdash was not built in the time of David, and what happened, as we just discussed, happened. So if we see that building the Beis HaMikdash, building the Mishkan, is so important, so ask the Lomjer Rosh Yeshiva, then why, after Kabbalah Satira, should not the first thing that the Torah should discuss and the command that the Torah should give us is to build the Beis HaMikdash, as we see how important that is? So to answer that question, he says that's why the Torah begins our parasha with Eved Ivri. As important as it is for us to build the Beis HaMikdash, to build the Mishkan, to have a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shechina to be amongst us, but as we know, the Gemara Masechet Gedushin, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, teaches us, HaKoneh Eved Ivri, somebody buys an Eved Ivri, KeKoneh Adam LaAtzmai. It's as if he buys himself an owner. As much as Ben Adam LaMakom is important, as much as we have to build a place for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are order and priorities at Klal Yisrael. And the first thing that we have to know is how to treat other people. But not just any other people. A person who stole, and he didn't have the ability to pay back what he stole, and that's why he was sold as an eved. We would think this individual should not necessarily be the person who we have to give that level of rachmanis on. Teaches us the Torah that we have to have rachmanis on every single person. And I saw that the Sefer, V'shalom Lo Yechzer, says that Rav Gordon Zatzal was the perfect example of this individual. He says that Rav Gordon was Rosh Yeshiva of the Lomji Yeshiva in Petach Tikva. And he says that one time Rav Aaron Kotler, the Lakewood Rosh Yeshiva, came to Petach Tikva to visit him. And Rav Aaron comes in, and Rav Gordon turns around to Rav Aaron Kotler and asks him, where's the driver of your taxi that brought you here that presumably is waiting outside to take you back to where you're going? And that's what Rav Aaron told him. And the Lomji Rosh Yeshiva said, that's not the way we treat people. The taxi driver is also a person. He shouldn't be just sitting outside. He should come in and eat something and drink something. And the Sefer there goes on to tell us how people who are not very important people who had maybe even issues, would come visit Rav Gordon. And Rav Gordon, in his humility and his respect to other people, just like they came to visit him, would go visit them to show every single person, how important they are in his eyes. And that's why when one of those people that would come back and forth to visit Rav Gordon once came into the yeshiva during a shir, and he was disturbing the shir, Rav Gordon was so careful how to escort the person out and says, I love when you come visit me. Right now, I'm busy with other things, but please come again and I will come visit you. And this concept of showing how important every person is again evident in the parash of Avodim. We know that Torah Kedosha says that if the Eved, the maximum term of an Eved being sold for is 6 years. But the Torah says that during those 6 years, if he came in Begapa Yova, Begapa Yetzai, if he came in unmarried, then his wife, then the owner can't give him a Shifcha Kananis. But if he came unmarried, then came married, he may marry a Shifcha Kananis and have children, and that Shifcha Kananis and the children belong to the owner. And the Torah says, if this slave says, Ahavtis Adonis Ishti, I love my owner, I love my wife, I don't want to go out free. Torah Kedosha says, there's a whole procedure what should be done. He should be taken to the doorpost, to the mezuzah, and they should make a hole in his ear, and then he can remain there, Vavad Eloilim, he can remain with his owner till Yovel. Why is the Torah taking such a strict attitude towards this person? This person found comfort being where he is, and he wants to remain there. Why is the Torah so strict with him? And perhaps what the Torah is teaching us is a person who wants to remain a slave is not valuing himself. A person who values himself, a person who sees himself in the proper fashion, is an individual that will never choose to be a slave. If you choose to be a slave, then the Torah says we have to show you that that's not what's expected. What's expected is that you should not want to be a slave, that you should want to be a free person that could act, that could be treated with the dignity that every free person deserves to be treated with. And if you don't understand that, the Vrndokach Adonov, then you have to be, the Besdin has to teach you that this is not what we want. We want people should not be slaves. We want people should be considered B'nai Chayrin and treated with respect and dignity that every person deserves.